103.7 coming to you this morning live from the Banff Centre in Alberta, Canada. In fact, it is Sunday night here. It's around about 5:15 and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so. We've had a fabulous trip so far and we're really only 1 week in. It's just going to be the most amazing thing. Doing this for our sponsors, Hello World. And I'll just get a quick mention in. They, in fact, will be doing this tour again next year, hosted by Brian Lazotte. Have a chat to the crew at Hello World. They'll give you full details about next year's trip. But if you can make up your mind real quick, there's a trip coming in July, which is going to take in, I'm talking July this year, going to take in the Calgary Stampede. I would like to come back for that, but that's just a little too quick for this guy, I think. With me this afternoon / this morning, one of our tour guides. We've got two lovely ladies who've joined us. Rachel is one of them, and Rachel's gone, oh, yes, you can't you?
Yes, I can talk. Hello, Kev. How are you?
Are you enjoying our company?
Well, not really quite yours, but everyone else is lovely, absolutely lovely.
Jeez.
But, you know, if you have to come with them, then I'll survive.
What stage are we getting you off this trip, I wonder?
I think tomorrow, or probably right after we speak, I might be given the boot.
Now, you joined us, of course, in Victoria.
I did.
And we had your pleasure along with Marlene. We spoke to Marlene last, what was Thursday for us, Friday in Australia. We've seen some fabulous places. So where are you actually from?
All over. In Canada, we have a lot of small towns. So I was from a very small town, but I ran away from that small town.
What was it called? Because I love Canada's town names.
Lake Country. It's actually a beautiful little spot, 8 lakes around. But I moved to Vancouver not too many years ago.
That would be
more my home now.
Very flesh. So how long have you been a tour guide?
For a tour guide? This is my first day. Can you tell?
No.
I've been working.
This is my first day on air.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How's it going?
Winging it. Doing all right, I think.
You're surviving. I've been doing this for about 3 years now. Love it. Usually work all over the world.
Do you get many Australians?
No complaints. Do I get a lot of Australians? No, actually.
No.
Not a lot.
Gee, there's a lot here in Banff.
But I think I'm going to put in a request because you guys are quite lovely.
We are a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot
I'm
of
sure.
happy people. Everyone's cheering.
So I want to hear g'day again.
Oh, it's pretty terrible.
Have a crack.
Are you sure? G'day, how you going?
That's not bad.
Oh, not too bad.
That's pretty good. What are you
I've
guys
been practicing. They have to say that.
We've actually got an audience here, and we'll fill you in on who they are, what's going on. Some of the people who are on the tour with us, they thought, let's go down and watch these clowns on air.
Yeah, and they're seeing me go red right now, going, oh,
yeah,
my good day.
You have gone red. Look at you. Rachel, we'll catch up with you a little bit more later on. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Appreciate
Thanks for having
that.
Me.
Can I have a coffee now?
Yes.
A good one.
It's a little bit of a ways. You can go trek there.
Oh, okay. She's told me where to go. Thank you. We'll be back with Rachel and more of what's been going on our terrific tour, and we'll do that for you, of course, between now and midday, right here on 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley. This is 2NURFM 103.7. Kev Calloway here this morning, filling in kind of for the Todd Sargent Breakfast Show as we do it for you live, coming out of the Banff Centre in Alberta, Canada, where today it is currently 6 degrees. It's a rather nippy one indeed. One of the places we went to today, we'll talk about this too, was Banff National Park, established in 1885. Banff itself is sitting about 1,383 metres above sea level. It makes it the highest town in Canada. And today we went up Sulphur Mountain, which is about 2,500 metres. Hence, we hit some snow. We had a nice little time. And Diane from Charlestown, what did you think of that?
Absolutely unbelievable. Breathtaking, stunning, gorgeous,
Isn't
wonderful.
Isn't one of those words, the word breathtaking, I hear that a lot. I'm a bit of a cynic, in case you wouldn't. Sorry, my roadie's giving me tips. Thank you. He said, you're supposed to be a professional. Put the microphone in front of your mouth. You hear the word spectacular and breathtaking. I hear it so much. And, of course, look at pictures. Okay. And I know people have been to Canada and they've seen it. But it's so true.
It is true. You look at it and you go, how can this possibly be so beautiful?
Look out that window.
Yeah, just looking out the window now, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 windows which are just spectacular.
It is
just spectacular.
Yeah, full of mountains, covered in snow, cloud drifting across. It really is fantastic. Yeah. Hey, what's been a highlight for you?
I would say the train, because I came for the train.
Oh, really?
And I'd say and recommend it to anybody. The train trip's fantastic. Food's wonderful. Company's enjoyable. And scenery, again, breathtaking.
It really was. So the Rocky Mountaineer, what do you think of? Actually, Kamloops was a surprise.
Kamloops was.
Yeah.
And it was bigger than what I ever thought it was.
I thought it would be a little town. It's 90,000 people. Now, if you want to talk little towns, do you know how many the population of Banff?
I have got no idea, except there's a lot of people.
Well, most of them are tourists. See, the actual residents, the numbers of Banff, the resident population is 4,000.
Oh, well, it was amazing here today because you could hardly walk across the road without millions of people being there.
Yeah, the tourists are here. The reason that the population is so low, you cannot actually live here unless you work here, you have a job, or you own a business here. So you can't actually come and set up a business and leave. If you set up a business, you must live here. So there's 4,000 workers and about 3,500 of them are Australian. Have you run into a few?
I've run into a few, and it's a little bit too cold for me, but run into a few at the hotel.
They're loving it. Hey, Di, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Can I just say...
Oh, you do? Yes, you want to say hello.
I just want to say hello to somebody who always listens to this and would be very, very sorry that they didn't come. So, suck eggs, Paul.
Nice work. There you go, Paul. That's your very close and dear friend, Diane from Charlestown. All right, we'll have some more for you shortly here at 2NURFM 103.7. Live from Canada this morning, we are on our Canada-Alaska tour, thanks to our sponsors at Hello World. Got the same trip going next year in July. No, it is next year in May, and being led by restaurateur Brian Lazotte. Talk to Hello World for details about that. Or if you're going to go really quick, there's going to be another tour in July this year, and in actual fact, they will take in the Calgary Stampede. Sounds good. Do contact Hello World. They'll give you more details about that. Well, on our tour, we've had quite a surprise. We've had a film crew join us from Melbourne. These guys work for Foxtel. The program's called Eat, Stay and Play. The cameraman is a man called Anthony.
Well, it's Anthony Abiquil. I'll let you know my surname now.
You
that
told
I'm
me
on
it was
here.
Anthony. You wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, I was just being smart.
I know. So was I when I introduced you.
I was trying to be that one-name sort of person.
You are. Yeah, now, you've done this before. You've been around following travel groups, so obviously you've worked for the travel... Travel Channel? No, it's not Travel. Travel Show.
Yes, it's a travel show.
On Foxtel. And right. So where have you been and what have you done?
Oh, we've been all over the traps. We've been all over Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, I mean, South Pacific, which includes Cook Island. Okay, and where else have we been? Oh, and the USA recently with Signature Journey's Southern Blues Tour, which was a lot of fun. And, we went all through, where did we go? Memphis to New Orleans, which is amazing, which it's a tour you're doing next year.
Yeah, next year, that's right. So you've got a lot of gear to carry around with you.
Yes.
Yes, good answer.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Elaborate.
Yes. No, well, these days it's not as much as we used to carry, but we carry a couple of cameras, some drones, all sorts of fun stuff these days with the technology, so we can bring back some amazing images.
Yeah. Speaking of images, can our listeners access your site with some of your photos?
Absolutely. Eatplayandstay.com.au. There's a gallery there as well as over 1,500 videos they can see. And if they visit our Facebook page, Facebook.com Eat, Play and Stay, they can follow the journey that we're on right now. Every day we're posting up images from our tour.
You might like to have a look at Anthony's photos too, because they're probably a little bit more professional than mine, but the Facebook page for this trip with me is Kev Calloway, Canada, Alaska, 2016. And we're trying to get some of our guys to post some photos up as well. Anthony, good man. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
All right, that's Anthony, because I have no idea how to pronounce his surname, and he is a professional cameraman who has joined us on our tour for 2016. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that. From our community service file today, the local craft and sewing enthusiast, you'll love this. It is an ultimate craft sale. It's on this Saturday at number 2 Bellevue Road at Belmont. Here's where you'll find lots of bargains, fabric, stamps, scrapbooking, etc. Contact Karen. She'll give you details. 0411 401 348. And that comes from our community service file. We do that with thanks to our sponsors, Elders Real Estates in Lambton. They are local people with local knowledge. This is 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning. It is around 8 minutes to 10, 2NURFM 103.7, as we come to you live from Canada, where in fact it's about 8 minutes to 6. It is Sunday evening. We are in Banff in the province of Alberta. And Banff itself, of course, most people may or may not know the spelling B-A-N-F-F. It actually comes from the Scottish township of Banffshire. And that, in fact, was the birthplace of two of the original directors of the Canadian Pacific Railway. So that's why it is called Banff with two F's. G'day, it's Kev Calloway here. We are live to you this morning from the Banff Centre in Alberta, Canada. And right now it's Sunday night. It is a quarter past six. We've had a most amazing trip so far, traveling from Vancouver up through Kamloops into Banff yesterday. We've been all around Banff today. Banff today into a couple of national parks. With me this morning, this afternoon, whichever, from the Banff Lake Louise Tourism is Ali Reeves.
Reeves, yes.
Ali Reeves. And you're from Melbourne.
I am from Melbourne.
We just had a funny moment here, just for everyone listening back at home. When I spoke to Ali briefly, I could hear the Canadian twang. I thought, oh, okay, Ali's from... And where's the station, Ali? Asked me, oh, Newcastle. Where's that? Did you ask where's that? So I'm describing...
No, I didn't ask where it was. You started to describe it.
I started to tell Ali where Newcastle was. And she said, I know where Newcastle is. I'm from Melbourne. So everyone thought it was very funny. Thank you for that. Anyway, so Ali, tell us, how does a girl from Melbourne end up over here working for the Banff Lake Louise Tourism?
Well, the same... story that happens to most Aussies out here. We come out here for a holiday and end up staying because it's so beautiful and we don't leave.
No, the place is full of Australians.
It is. We love it here.
It is really strange. Yeah. So tell us, what's the biggest... This morning we were learning, and yesterday too for that matter, about the elk. Let's talk about the wildlife in this region.
Okay.
So this morning the warning was, if you see elk and they come into the town.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they want food and they want to see the people, but they will run at you.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. They said give the elk a good 100 metres distance if you can.
I was roadblocked by them on my run the other day.
You were blocked?
I was blocked. They were on either side of the footpath and I was like...
You're running on
Do
foot?
I take
on
a
foot?
Run on foot? Do I take a run down that gauntlet? And I thought, nope. And backed right off.
Yeah, because we hear they're calving at the moment, and and mums get pretty pretty defensive, and that's understandable. I just find it amazing they're allowed in the town.
It's a national park. We're allowed in their town.
that's true. That's true. We are in their town. Now, we did go driving around this morning, and we were looking for squirrels and elk and moose and bears, and we found nothing. And I thought, are we even in Canada? What's going on? Where are they?
You never know. Well, the other day I saw one on the Legacy Trail bike trail, it was a grizzly bear.
A grizzly?
Yeah, and it was just walking along, and the bikers had to get out of its way and jump the fence. I was on the road having a look.
Push bike riders? Come out.
Yep. Yeah, cyclist.
They're crazy. I heard the push bike riders are considered meals on wheels. Is
exactly. It's very true. Very true. They get taken all the time. No, I'm joking.
And the motorcycle riders are fast food.
Oh, ba-dum-tsh.
The grizzly bears, they're amazing.
They are.
This morning we were down by the Bow River Falls, and there's a phone box there which has been destroyed by a grizzly.
Mm-hmm.
And the base plate is solid piece of steel. It is huge.
Yeah.
And in this plate is the impression of two massive claw prints of all four or five claws. I don't know how many they have. Just, but it's into the steel. Are they such big animals?
They are. And when you see them, you can't even explain how big they are when you see them. That's amazing.
No.
I've seen one stand up, and they're huge.
Okay,
they're
so
very powerful.
Apart from not wanting to get eaten by a bear, why would I come to Banff? I mean, apart from what I can see out my window.
Just look out the window. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty to do here. In the winter, obviously, if you're a big snowboard and skier, you can. There's three ski resorts, so it's amazing skiing and snowboarding, and we have one of the longest seasons in Canada. It's still running now. It's the last weekend.
Well, we were up Sulphur Mountain this morning, and it was just coming down.
Yep.
Snow was amazing.
It's amazing, and then it's dry in the town, so you can bike, and there's lots to do here. Shop, eat.
You also look after Lake Louise, close
by?
How far away?
So Lake Louise is about a 45-minute drive from Banff, so not too far, and another amazing place, and obviously home to that beautiful lake that you see out there.
Yes. So you guys get it quite, because you have all of the ski season, and then summer comes, and you've got all the scenery.
It is beautiful, yep. So we can ice skate on the lake in the winter, and then you can go out and canoe on it in the summer.
Wow.
It's pretty special.
Do you recommend people come and buy those? They talk about the little dinner bells. Have you heard this?
No.
We've been hearing, you buy this bell. If you're going to go hiking out through the park.
Oh, a dinner bell. Bear bell.
A bear bell. So we've been told it's a dinner bell.
Oh.
Yeah, wear this bell. The bears know you're coming. Oh, good. Dinner's
they got
arrived.
You. It's like Australians telling Canadians that we keep kangaroos as pets.
That's it. Yeah.
They got you.
We were talking about drop bears the other day. Yeah, it's good fun, isn't it?
It is.
Lovely stuff. We really appreciate your time. Ali, thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you. I hope you enjoy your time here.
We are having a fabulous time. This is Ali Reeves. Reeves from the Banff and Lake Louise Tourism as we continue our Canada-Alaska tour for 2016. Doing it for our sponsors, Hello World. Go and have a chat to those guys. They're doing it again next year. This is 2NURFM 103.7. Good morning in Alberta, Canada. We are in Banff. Currently, it is around, well, obviously 29 minutes after 6 because it's Sunday evening here, but there's still plenty of daylight out here. In fact, it doesn't get dark till well after 9 o'clock. We're here for our sponsors, Hello World. Check them out. They've got the same trip getting away next year. Got a trip going in July this year, if you're quick, because they're going to take in the Calgary Stampede. That will be just exceptional. Joining me this time round, we have got the director of golf from Banff. I've got to get this correct. It's the Banff and... I've got it wrong already. Jeez, sorry. Banff Springs Golf Course. Steve.
You got it right now.
Got it right now. Thank you very much. This is Steve Young. Steve is the director of golf, and he's just been. We've been talking about the course because we were up this morning on Tunnel Mountain overlooking the Hoodoos, which overlooks your course.
That's right. Actually, we've named a hole number 7 after the Hoodoos because the Hoodoos overlook it. Okay. And the Hoodoos actually are the formation of rock that appears along the edge of our Bow River in this one spot. And it's where you've got the softer rock, and it's capped off by a harder rock. And so it makes a really neat formation that stands up like a spire, and it always leaves you wondering how that thing can teeter on the top so long.
It does. That's right. It's a big rock, basically on a tall stem of a softer rock. And do they fall?
At some point they do, but if you don't hear them fall, do they fall? I don't know.
That's right. Well, we were up there this morning and we were overlooking the golf course. And as the director of golf there, tell us about this course. You've got a number of things going on there as far as the... Because a lot of the holes are named after the First Nations people.
That's correct. There's a big steep of tradition throughout our valley where the golf course is located. The First Nations people used to nomadically go up and down that valley, hunt, stay for a while, and move on. So there's a lot of tradition. A number of our holes are named after First Nations words, such as wampum, which is hole number 14. And that's the hole when you tee off, you're teeing off right into the castle or the Banff Springs Hotel. And it's called wampum, which means the grand prize, because that's your grand prize
that
when you're playing the hole.
That is a grand hotel. That is an amazing hotel. The other holes that you mentioned earlier, what have we got there?
We've got Papoose is another one, which means baby Indian, and it's overlooked by Stony Squaw, which is a hill that's right beside Mount Norquay, which is the ski hill in Banff during the wintertime.
Yeah. So with this weather and come winter, do you get to play golf? Are you limited? Is it seasonal here?
It is seasonal. We open in May, beginning of May, and we'll go right through to Thanksgiving. Part of that is because people will ski right up to May, so they're not that interested in golf, and the conditions are such. We don't have much of a spring. We go winter right to summer,
yep.
And then people are interested in skiing, even though you still could ski quite late. They all turn over and they'll golf, and then back again in October, people trade in the cleats for the boots, and back on the hill they go.
Yeah. Now, we have, of course, golf courses, particularly here with so much water, lush, green, beautiful, manicured. People can tour your course, not even play golf.
That's right. Something we started based on interest is to have in the evenings, we do golf cart tours. Most people just like to drive a golf cart. At that, they're happy and the tour is a success. But we also get a lot of chance to see wildlife. People have moved off the course at that time, so the wildlife's moved back on. There's elk, there's deer, there's bears. You won't see a cougar unless you do it really late at night, but you do get to see a lot of wildlife, but our staff are trained in how to deal with that.
So at home, we have little signs on various golf courses. It might say snake activity in this area. Caution. Do you have something similar for the big fellas?
Keep your head up. Don't look down because you want to see the wildlife before it sees you.
But that's the wrong thing to tell golfers. Keep your head up.
Well, I always say I've never taught anyone a lesson to keep their head down here, mostly because you want to be looking at the scenery.
Yeah.
I say if you had a bad day in the golf course, you forgot to look up.
Steve, have you had many incidences of the native wildlife getting involved? Well, can I say this? Getting involved with the course and with players?
Well, absolutely. In fact, in the wintertime, from November 1 till the end of April, it's a wildlife corridor. In fact, they promote the wildlife to be down there, so they limit the human traffic. I always say in the winter, the wildlife has a right of way. In the summer, the humans have the right of way. So far this year, we've already seen 5 bears. We've got 2 black bears, a brown bear, and 2 grizzlies that have been down there. But parks are tremendous. They're the ones who oversee the national park. They're always around and we need them. Our staff are all trained. And most of those creatures that you find down there that are out during the day, they're not looking to harm anyone. They're not carnivores. So as long as you're respectful and you're mindful of them and our staff get out there, it's a very safe environment, but you get to see something's really special. When you're at a zoo, there's a fence in the way. When you're at a golf course, you get the best views and photos.
Well, that is very special, and obviously you wouldn't build a golf course there if it wasn't safe, because obviously your members would get eaten, and that would be the end of the course.
Good point.
Steve, thank you very much for coming and appreciate that. If you want to get it, if you're coming over for a holiday, you must go and have a look at the fabulous Banff Springs Golf Course and even just the whole city region here. We can tell you, in fact, that there is a Golf in the Rockies tour happening June next year. We are going to be visiting five. Well, in fact, I say we, not me. I wouldn't mind taking this one away. Five of Canada's most amazing courses. The one we've just been talking about, the Banff Springs Course, of course, here in Alberta. The Predator Ridge in Vernon, British Columbia.
Columbia.
Thank you. Nice trick. Have you played Predator?
I have. And? It's an extremely well-run facility with great staff. It's a really nice golf course, and they just built a new one last year. They're adding an extra 18. Great place to go and visit.
Well, that course is one of the courses you'll visit. Jasper Park in Jasper.
Yes, a sister property of ours, also a Fairmont, really well run and a tremendous course. It was also designed by Stanley Thompson, who designed our course.
Yes.
And he's one of the top golf architects, and he's in both the Canadian and the Golf Hall of Fame.
Wow. Jack Nicklaus at Whistler.
Another great course, yep.
Morgan Creek at Vancouver.
Sounds like I should be coming on the tour too.
You do. You should indeed. No, absolutely, Steve. So there's five of the courses. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Steve. There's five of the courses that you'll be visiting. Have a chat to our sponsors at Hello World. That Golf in the Rockies tour goes June next year. This is 2 NURFM 103.7. Kev Kellaway here this morning, and we are live from Banff in Alberta, Canada, having the most amazing trip. It's been about a week or so now. We've got another couple to go. Just looking forward to getting out to Alaska as well. Something very special. I have to say, my next guest here this morning, or in actual fact, it is this evening here in Banff, Sunday night. I've got Pat. Not Postman Pat. He is Ceremonial Mountie Pat.
good morning or good afternoon, and how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I love your uniform.
Well, thank you very much. It's the dress uniform of the Mounties.
Yeah, now, obviously, you were a mounted policeman.
For 26 years, yes, I was.
26 years.
Yeah.
So your uniform designates all of that with these little emblems we see?
The little emblems show a little bit about my service. As a mounted policeman, we're armed, so some of the badges indicate proficiency with weapons.
Yes.
The pistol and the rifle. I have five stars on my shoulder. That indicates I was 26 years a Mountie. Every 5 years, you get a star.
Yep.
The rank structure shows a sergeant stripes here.
Yes.
But I'm actually a staff sergeant.
Okay.
And what happened was my staff sergeant's uniform was out getting dry cleaned today. So I went to the closet, a little nervous, because I hung this up in 1991.
Is that right?
And there's a terrible thing that happens to clothes in closets. They shrink.
I hear that.
I am not breathing. So should I hit the floor, rip the buttons off, and we will continue.
Well, we know what's happened. And Pat, we were just talking, you've still got the fabulous boots, you still have the spurs. Tell us what you do as a ceremonial Mountie.
Well,
I'm going to take it you are retired now.
I'm a retired officer,
yep.
And this uniform is basically where we want a mounted policeman with more color than function. We open parliament, marching in parades, visiting dignitaries, or these type of public relations talks.
Yep.
It's not a very good uniform for doing operational policing. You can't run in the boots.
Yeah.
The spurs trip you up when you get out of your car. The red jacket does not work for undercover drug work.
No.
Very little practical application there.
Very easily spotted by bears, too, I would imagine.
Not bad for bears. Other people see it, yes. And at one time, I used to, when I talked to people about why would they send Mounties out in red jackets, and usually somebody in the crowd yells out, it makes a better target. Really, the reason they wanted the red jacket, especially when we first came out into the West, was everybody else wore green and red jackets, or green and brown jackets. Yep. And what we wanted to be seen. Today, when you see a police car, it's got a red light on the roof. When we came out in 1873, you couldn't put red lights on a horse. So you had the red jacket on the Mountie.
And, of course, today's peace officer says peace officer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We are peace officers and police officers.
Yeah. Tell us about these pants. I mean, like, you've got the big piece out the side around the hips and thighs.
Yeah, they're hip-enhancing pants, yes.
Yeah,
they're very good that way.
What do you keep in there?
Air. it isn't really a pocket. It's just material. It makes the riding horses much more comfortable.
Yeah.
And they were actually very functional for the years when we used to ride horses, up to around maybe 1910, 1915, when horse patrol was quite necessary. We have a problem today, though. If you have these pants and you send them to a dry cleaner and forget to tell them do not starch, they're now about 3 feet wider. If you put two Mounties in the car, we overlap. If you try to go through a door, you have to go sideways.
Yes.
And on a windy day, it lifts your legs right off the street.
Wow.
So we have to be careful with these pants. But in terms of policing, we've kept them because it gives us a really identifiable profile.
It does. It's a very smart uniform. Now, just
thank you.
For our listeners at home, Pat's walked in about 10, 15 minutes ago, well, swamped by everybody here wanting pickies. It hasn't happened to me. I've been with these people for a week. Not one person has asked for a photo, Pat.
Well, I'll tell you, I walked downtown in my blue jeans and nobody asked for a photo either. I believe it's probably the uniform and not the person in it, but I'm going to run with that. But okay. I'll go with it's the person. We'll go with that.
Well, seeing how that's an old jacket, you want to sell it?
You have to go through training. To get one of these jackets...
There's always a catch.
Yeah, there is, and then you have to spend 26 years wrestling bad guys.
Ah, fabulous. So if I come to Canada, where am I going to see a ceremonial Mountie?
Generally at the Parliament Buildings.
Well, I am buildings. In Canada, aren't I?
You are. I was going to say, hang on a minute. Does this guy have troubles like this often, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Here in Canada.
Yeah.
Generally, if you're looking for a mounted policeman in Red Surge, you'd go to, like, the House of Parliament. They're there as guards.
Yes.
On November the 11th or July 1st, we go on parades or some special function where we're escorting dignitaries. Other than that, you won't see us wandering around in a red uniform.
Because it's so synonymous with Canada, this uniform you're wearing, it's a pleasure to see it.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying Canada.
Even despite those buttons popping, it is just fabulous. I really...
You weren't supposed to make... Okay, that bazinging noise, I was going to tell them,
yes.
That's just, you know, a problem with the...
The technical
the
equipment.
Yes, but
of course.
You're right. Everybody lay flat, the buttons are coming, yes.
Nice stuff, Pat. Thank you so much for coming in.
It was
really
my pleasure. Thank you, sir. And enjoy Canada, and welcome to Canada.
We are just having the most fabulous time. Thank you very much indeed. Nice stuff. Yeah, I'll put that up for the... Yes. Yes, we do have an audience here. I feel like a bit of a rock star, Pat, because, you know, they're clapping and they're taking photos and throwing undies, and that's just the blokes. I'm not... Seriously...
Yeah. And that's as far as we're going. That's a different party, folks. We'll talk about that later.
Thank you, Pat, our ceremonial mounted policeman, of course, as we continue our tour. We'll have some more here on 2NURFM 103.7. Kev Calloway here filling in. Well, not filling in, but I am doing the Todd Morning Show, Todd Sargent Morning Show. I am a little confused, you can tell. Sorry about that. I am back here with Rachel, who's one of our guides. Rachel is joining us once again. Rachel, we have a long way to go on this tour.
We do.
And so, obviously, so far, Victoria into Vancouver, mm-hmm. onto Kamloops, to Banff via the Rocky Mountains.
Hey, you know where you are.
Just about.
Well done.
Just about. And tomorrow, we're away again.
We are.
Where are we going?
Well, we weren't going to tell you because...
You'll leave me behind.
Yeah. For all the listeners at home, we have to tell you a little bit of a story. Kev was responsible for one thing only one day, other than this radio station. What was that, Kev?
Show up and be fabulous?
Well... No.
No.
No. Nobody cares about that.
You're making this up now.
Yes. There was one morning, you were the responsible one. We all looked at you.
Yep.
We said, just count the people on the bus.
Yep.
Make sure they all show up.
Yep.
Did they?
No.
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 Wasn't
Why?
My,
what happened?
It wasn't my fault.
What happened to Maury?
Maury.
You fed him to the bears.
We did, poor old Maury. We did leave Maury behind. But Maury got left at a hotel in Kamloops.
This is true.
And we were sitting at the train, and the driver's about to go. I said, mate, can't go. Maury's not here. So I held up the Rocky Mountain. How's that? I have power.
That's, you do.
That's not the conversation.
No, it wasn't quite the conversation.
That'll be like the B-roll footage.
Right.
We'll find out in days to come.
Okay, dun, I'm dun, done. Dun. Yes. I did leave Maury behind. I must learn to count a little
One,
better.
One, two,
okay.
Three.
Where are we going tomorrow?
Where are we going tomorrow? We're going to go to Lake Louise, a beautiful lake that the lady from Tourism, Banff and Luke Louise, told us about.
Yes.
In the shadow of Lake Victoria's glacier overhangs these beautiful peaks all around us. And then we're going to go to the Yoho Valley, which is in British Columbia.
What is Yoho? Oh, we're going back to British Columbia.
We are going back to British
really?
Columbia. Just for a quick little
detour. So we must be very
detour.
Close to the border province.
We are, we are. Yeah. We're less than an hour away from the province
okay.
right now. And we're going to Yoho, which is a Cree word for amazing, awestruck. And we're hoping everyone will be a little awestruck tomorrow when we do that.
Very good.
Yeah, and then after that, we have a 230-kilometer drive, which in Canadian terms is pretty much nothing. We like to drive here in Canada. And we're going to take you up the Icefields Parkway, which is a glacier valley, unbelievably beautiful, and it's calling for sunshine.
Is it going to be... Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Is it going to be as cold as it was this morning up on Sulphur?
Yes, so you'll be whimpering once more.
No. What do you mean whimpering?
I saw you. You're clutching that coffee rather tightly and just kind of shivering.
I have to say, because I had bare hands, bare face, holy dooly.
Queensland.
It is dead
poor
set.
Baby here.
Banff is Long John's territory.
It is. Are you wearing yours?
I am.
Yeah? You've got your whole like bear suit you're going to put on. He's going to have the onesie tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I did go and buy a special one today.
Yes. Ooh.
When I got back. It is rather... Is this normal this time of year?
What, for you to wear a onesie?
No. Please. Right.
Oh, nobody wants to see that.
No. Come on, tell me about the weather.
The weather, it can basically snow any day of the year here. They have had snow on pretty much any given month. It's a little bit chilly, but it gives it that nice, majestic, mystic-looking feeling, as us tour guides like to say.
You could sell real estate, I
exactly.
reckon. Rachel, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for spilling the beans and letting everyone know what shouldn't have happened. But we appreciate that. Hey, listen, we are on tour with thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. Remember, they are going next year around this time. Brian Lizotte is going to be taking away that tour. Contact our sponsors, have a chat to Hello World, and get yourself more details. As we continue our tour, thanks to our sponsors at Hello World, we've met so many fabulous people. We've done so many things, seen so many places, and it's only 1 week of three, and we've still got more to go. Currently, sitting next to me from the Banff Cycle is Gary Babbis. Hello, Gary.
How are you, Kevin?
Mate, I'm great. Thank you very much for coming down to join us, because it is Sunday night here now.
It is. A beautiful night it is.
Yeah. Oh, now, I take it you love Banff, obviously, because you live here.
I love Banff. I love Banff. You know, we have all kinds of weather coming through, and I do lots of cycling in Banff, too, as well.
Yeah. So tell us about the cycling in Banff. Obviously, there's a demand for it. You've got a business running for it.
Yes, we do road cycling specific. We do tours in the park, also in Banff and in Jasper, and we take people out for cycling tours. And day specific, or even one day, two day tours.
Okay, so where's your? They're all tourists, I guess.
Most of them are tourists.
And yeah, where are they coming from?
We get people from the UK. We get people from the US. We get people from Japan, China, Australia, as well. And I keep moving this.
You do.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry, that's okay. We get people from all over.
Yeah,
Banff is it. Beautiful place to come and cycle and hike anything in the park.
I'm going to use the great line I heard this morning, but it's not true to your business that cyclists are meals on wheels here.
We do encounter a few bears. We usually have about 60 to 70 bears in the Bow Valley, in the whole valley, Lake Louise, Banff, Jasper. So I mean, we don't run into bears all of the time. But
I imagine if you're in a group, it's safety in numbers thing too, is it not?
It is safety in numbers, yes. For us with road cycling, we're usually on paved road cycling. So we normally see wildlife quite a distance away. So we stop, we enjoy it, and they move on, we move on.
Yeah. So the cycles of the cycle tracks are just the standard. We have the roads that we're running around Banff
We have a lot of mountain biking specific trails as well, similar to our hiking trails. They're multi-use trails, so mountain biking, hiking, and horseback riding, but we also do road cycling, so that's specific to paved roads.
Okay. So you're down obviously in the center of Banff here.
Center of Banff, we will head out to either Minnewanka Lake or out to Canmore outside of the park, or we'll head out to Lake Louise, which is about a 60-70 kilometer ride.
Okay, so that's fairly easy cycling. We're not talking huge hills.
Not huge hills. No, we're
you need a level of fitness.
Yeah, you need a level of fitness. We're at about 4,300 feet above sea level.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
To go to Lake Louise, you're going to climb about another 1,000 feet.
So the air's getting a bit thinner.
Yeah. It's in general, it's pretty easy.
Would you go today?
Today was not a day that I went cycling today. The weather's been a little bit overcast. We've had quite a bit of rain. We've even had some snow up high.
We were up on Sulphur Mountain this morning and the snow come down. We loved it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It was just spectacular.
We've had an amazing, amazing May. The long weekend sometimes can be a little bit.
That's right. It's a long weekend here. Tomorrow's a holiday.
It is Victoria Day.
Victoria Day. So we're talking Queen Victoria, aren't we?
And we are. Yes.
So this is your version of our Queen's birthday? I suppose.
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And
Victoria's birthday.
This is basically the start of our summer weekend. So this is our long weekend. And from here, Banff gets amazingly busy. We see upwards to 4 million visitors a year. And we get about 75% of our visitors from this time, from our May long weekend to roughly about the September long weekend. Yeah. So 4 months of the year.
Excellent. Gary, thank you for coming and joining us tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much. Gary Bavis, he is from Banff Cycle. Thank you very much for that indeed. From our community service file, just quickly, Australia's biggest morning tea. Coming up, it says Monday, 23rd of May. I'm confused. Is that today? It is. No, what's today? Dates? It is today at home. It's the 23rd. Today's the 22nd here in Banff. Oh, man. It's doing my head in. It's like trying to cross the road over here. Which way do I look? As we continue our Canada-Alaska fabulous cruise and terrific tour for 2016. Thanks to our sponsors at Hello World. Now, remember, this trip is going again next year. Brian Lazotte is going to take this trip away. That'll be happening in May 2017. Have a chat to the crew at Hello World. If you're quick, you can jump onto the July tour this year. They're going to take in the Calgary Stampede, and if you are a keen golfer, you won't want to miss the Golf in the Rockies tour happening June 2017. Again, have a chat to our sponsors at Hello World. We've had a fabulous time, and there's plenty more to come. Now, last year, Todd Sargent was doing exactly this, and he's just been telling me, because Todd's been making me sound great, pushing all the buttons, making sure it works, and we're just discussing the fact that we were staying in the same hotel that Todd stayed in last year here in Banff. Now, tell me the story about the antlers, Todd.
Good morning, Kev. I just noticed you're staying the same hotel that we stayed in. It was a little bit different because when we were there this time last year, it was much warmer. It was cool at the top of the mountain, but it was much warmer. And in this particular hotel that you're staying in, they've got these deer antlers or elk antlers, whatever they are, in the bathroom.
And they're still there.
I stole the towel. I didn't steal the antlers. And what happened was I only took away three pairs of undies. And so you got
what? Three pair?
Yeah, that's it. And I washed regularly, but it's...
Oh, there's six days worth of that, isn't
exactly there? Right. Just turn them inside out. So I actually used the antlers to hang my undies on. To dry in the bathroom, but we're not on air, are we?
We're on the air. Okay. No. This is a private conversation.
Mate, they work a treat. Got to tell you.
Hang your undies on the antlers. Good on you, mate. Hey, look, thank you so much for all your help. Appreciate that. So, and we've had a wonderful time. There'll be plenty more to come. I'll be doing some work with Mark Rourke over the next couple of weeks in The Breakfast Show as we continue our fabulous tour. It is Canada, Alaska. Thanks to our sponsors, Hello World. Here on 2NURFM 103.7.